Good morning, everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Got a note from her yesterday. They're in Thailand now, still skipping around the world. We'll bring you information. We're kind of scheming right now on what to do with our travel information that we've got on the website. If you don't know that, there's a button there on the homepage that says travel, and it covers a lot of the travel that our family has taken around the world. Some of it goes back to before Logan, and one of the first ones that I'll do is a visit that I think a lot of you might will be interested in, where we visited with Henry Moore, the sculptor, in England, and it was a very special kind of a deal. We got to meet with him just by ourselves, and I ended up with two frames left in my film, back in those days taking film, and I had two shots left on the camera, and I didn't know it for sure. I thought that's what I had, and we asked him if he minded if we took his photograph, and we got two really good shots of him before we left, but great shots of his garden, his sculpture at his own place and all that. And We're going to be putting some of this the digital photography that I've done into kind of a video format. My friend and yoga teacher, Yoga Mike, is also good with all that stuff and is going to be helping me with it. So I'll keep you posted on that. We'll have something soon, and we'll do something with Logan's trip over there. They've run into some really interesting things that they just stumbled across that aren't advertised and known about well at all. Well, this hour is brought to you by a bunch of our sponsors. I was just going to tell you in general, our sponsors besides the Victor Pet Foods, Dr. O'Hara's products, the Bio-SI products, Crazy Water, Arbico Organics, great mail order place, EcoSafe Pest Control, Green Industries, Garrett Juice Pro, More Tree Care and Landscaping Service, Medina Corporation, all their products, Kyolic Aged Garlic, and Nature's Guide. And they, by the way, have, I was telling the people in Coppell, they now have a EPA-registered organic herbicide that's vinegar. It's 20%, which I've always kind of warned people away from because it's so strong, but that's the one that got EPA registration. And it's a big deal. It's a really big deal because EPA and Texas boys are really giving the manufacturers a hard time right now and making them take some products off the market that aren't properly labeled and aren't, EPA approved and, yada, yada, yada. A lot of them are totally non-toxic and shouldn't be being taken off the market, but they're making them play by the rules. Probably the big boys, the big chemical companies, are leading that assault. So anyway, this is one, especially for you people out there that are in the commercial management business of organics, that gives you a tool that you won't have any worry about dealing with the state or with the EPA. Let's see. Telephone number is 866-444-3478, and we are back to the phones. Pat in Fort Worth next up. Hi, Pat.
Oh, hello, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a piece of ground. It's on a slope. It's about 70 foot by about 20. Has a mix of small trees, shrubs, plants, flowers, etc., that I get into every year to dig out and pull out the invasives like privet, wild honeysuckle, various weeds, and especially the crabgrass later on. I will be putting out some corn gluten in the next week, but I'll also be getting out there to pull out the weeds, and I'll invariably get into invisible mites or chiggers, things that totally bite me, and they're really a fiery bite when I get them. So I was thinking about putting out beneficial nematodes and possibly sulfur. I do go out. I'm totally covered from boots to gloves, but somehow they get through to me. I do go out often with a bag of sulfur and just kind of stand, put my boots in that, and walk onto the ground. But I was wondering if I put out the nematodes, how far they would go, how long they would last, and if that would work.
Well, beneficial nematodes probably will help you. Just any kind of raising of the biodiversity of the good guys out there is going to help with the control of the pest. So I wouldn't have any problem with that at all. The only thing you've said that I would warn you about is don't be dusting a whole lot of sulfur, because sulfur at real low levels stimulates biological activity and is very beneficial. And at a little bit higher level, it starts becoming a killing factor. It will kill insects. It will kill chiggers and the things you're trying to kill. But it will also kill beneficial nematodes if you're out there putting them out kind of at the same time.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, and it will also hurt some of the other beneficials. So if you do use sulfur dust very, very lightly, I'd rather you just use it on your clothing and everything than to put it all over the site.
Right. Well, I found out that I'm allergic to it.
Well,
put it on my clothes, so I can't do that anymore.
A better way to go anyway is to use some of the essential oils that we spray and kill bugs with. There's one called Essentria, and you could use it. You can test it and see if you don't have some allergic reaction to it. But you can put it on your clothing and skin both. The orange oils diluted down strong, they would burn your skin, but diluted down, they would be a possibility. Some of the herbs like, there's a Texas wildflower that's called lemon mint or horse mint. It's a real pretty vertical wildflower, and it has a very strong fragrance, and it repels chiggers and no-see-ums better than sulfur does. And you can get some seed and plant it. You can probably find some essential oils of it in the store. So you could just go ahead and treat the skin and clothing with it. And I think those things would help. You also might play around with another idea, Pat, that would be very low toxicity and not an allergic problem for anybody, I don't think. And it's the product called BioWash. And it has all kinds of uses. It's a wonderful cleaning tool, and when mixed, at a tablespoon or lower per gallon of water, it works as a insect repellent and killer. It's very effective on ants in the house, for example. But putting it in a fairly concentrated form, not too much, not diluted as much as you would dilute it to spray it, but a little stronger than that, put it on your clothing and on your skin, I think it would work very effectively as a repellent.
Oh, good. I have that because I used that last year on, took your advice and used it on some mites on one of my evergreens outside. So I can use that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So as far as the nematodes then, would they be an effective thing to put out?
Well, I would recommend you do it anyway because I recommend it to everybody.
Right.
I recommend that every gardener put out beneficial nematodes as things start to grow. It's a little bit early, except for the fact that we're having warm spring weather right now.
Uh-huh.
And so you could go ahead and do it, and it wouldn't hurt anything at all. And any insects that are active, if it's warm enough, I was telling Coppell people yesterday, if it's warm enough for the pests, it's warm enough for the beneficial nematodes to be released.
Now, do I hang those on shrubs or put them on the ground?
Well, beneficial nematodes are worms, microscopic worms, and they're mixed with water and sprayed out. Or you can do like I usually do myself, and that is put them in a great big watering can and mix them a little bit at a time and just walk around and slosh them out all over the place with a big watering can. You don't have to get perfectly even distribution because they're quite mobile. And they'll go to where the food is.
Okay. And what distance would they cover, and how long would they last?
Well, they're a native microorganism, so they're going to.
So
what we're doing is putting out a native predator that would be there anyway, just at much lower levels. What we're putting out is a super population of them. So they're going to stay to some degree for the rest of the season for you. Some people only do it once a year. Oh. Other people will do it two or three times, depending on, you know, what they're used to, what their budget is, and how big their insect problem is that they're trying to fight.
Okay. So I could spray that then on the shrubs and also on the soil.
Well, primarily on the ground. They're going to live in the ground. They'll live in the bark of trees and things like that if there's enough moisture. And if there's not, they'll move around out of that area. But primarily hitting the ground plane with it.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Pat. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Talking about all kind of really good subjects today. Join us right after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at biositechnology.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. I left out one of, we have new advertisers join us all the time. I left out one, maybe more than one, Creative by Nature up in McKinney. Is one I should have mentioned a minute ago as well. And by the way, I should also tell you that my tea that I made this morning is not worth making again. And I think the combination of yerba mate and a bunch of lemon juice is just not a good combination. So you may or may not want to try that one. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Just a quick reminder, if you would like a copy of my organic manual, the little red book, free. You get one if you join the Organic Club of America. To do that, just click on the green button there on the left-hand side of the page of dirtdoctor.com. You can see what the other benefits are and all that, but the book does come as one of the things that you get. The free newsletter, all you have to do is give us your email address and say you want it. That one's real simple and real inexpensive. It's a weekly newsletter that we do, covers one subject at a time. We have a lot of fun with it. Let's see. Well, there's one other thing, but I'll get back to that in a minute because we're going to talk to Ruth in Fort Worth right now. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. You mentioned earlier in the program about walking onions, and I've tried to find them, and I don't know. I just can't find any of them.
Well, it's kind of like that hardy amaryllis, Ruth. It's such a wonderful plant, and the nurseries just don't seem to carry them very much. Mm-hmm. I think I got mine as a hand-me-down plant. I think I got it from another gardener. All you can I can suggest is to call around to the nursery before you drive all over the place and see who has one. Maybe one of the nursery's garden centers listening will let us know that they've got them, or there may be some gardeners out there that have some that would be willing to share.
Okay, well, I'll try that then. Thank you very much.
Sorry, that is a hard one to find, though.
Okay, thanks.
Talk to you later. And it's a shame because it's such an easy plant to grow and such a terrific addition to the vegetable garden. It's a perennial onion is what it is. It's why it's called a walking onion. They tend to be a little smaller than the regular onions, and the whole thing, the green part and then the white part at the bottom, all edible, just like a regular onion. Open lines for you right now at 866-444-3478. William and Tyler next up. Hello, William.
Well, good morning. Always enjoy your program.
Thanks, sir.
I read a lot about kiln trails. And in East Texas and throughout Texas, I see more and more of this. Saw a lot of kiln trails yesterday. Have you read anything about that? Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, I don't. I've read a little bit about it, and I know there's a lot of people that are into it and the conspiracy theory that the government's putting out chemicals of various kinds on us through the chemtrails from airplanes. I have no idea, William, whether there's anything to it or not. What the government does in some cases, you know, makes you think that, you know, it's probably not out of the realm of possibility, but I don't know. I don't have any idea.
You know, I read it's part of the missile defense system that Reagan set up. Also, this would cool the atmosphere. You know, I teach chemistry, hold patents in chemistry, so I know that would happen.
I'm sure we have plenty of listeners out there that study this and read about it a whole lot, and maybe some people will email us some places where we can go read more about it and get more information, but I just don't know enough to even talk about it.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your call. Interesting to look into, though, as always. Got open lines at 866-444-3478. One of the things that I've run into a couple of times just in the last few days is honeysuckle conversations. And somebody mentioned it earlier in the show about getting rid of invasive plants, which I, you know, am totally in agreement with. You need to not let invasive plants take over your garden. And do I plant only native plants? No, I plant some introduced plants, and I have planted some things that are quite invasive. I've got some of the most invasive plants on earth in my garden, as a matter of fact, that I deal with all the time. The biggest one is a gigantic forest of bamboo. So I do know about invasive things, but honeysuckle is an interesting topic because there are some very invasive forms, and then there's one that can kind of trick you that's a native that's quite a nice plant. The two invasive ones, the first one probably which is the worst, is the vining one. It's the one that has the real fragrant white and yellow flowers in the spring, and it vines and crawls all over the place and can be a problem. It should be removed. I don't think it should be allowed to stay on properties, and it certainly shouldn't be designed into properties. Years and years ago, when I was in the landscape design and contracting business, quite a number, in fact, I think we even did it, used honeysuckle on plans, actually designed it in. Well, that was not smart. It's an invasive plant. Shouldn't be used. It's from Asia. The other one that's also from the same area is a honeysuckle bush. And if you look at any of my plant books, I've got it covered fairly well in the books. Now, I think when I first did Plants of the Metroplex, I didn't have it very clear. But there's a big shrubby honeysuckle bush that has multiple stems, and it has red berries on it right now. And it's invasive, too, and it's not native, and it should be taken out because it spreads by berries very effectively. Those are the two bad ones. I'll tell you about the good one when I come back so I don't have to rush. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number is 866-444-3478.
I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The latest blast of snow to hit New England has dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of Massachusetts and knocked out power to more than 13,000 homes and businesses on Cape Cod. Coastal areas in Maine and south of Boston appear to get the worst of the storm. Japan is dealing with its second heavy snowfall in a week. Media reports say as many as 12 people have died and 1,500 have been injured in snow-related accidents nationwide since Friday. Rescue workers in South Africa are trying to reach dozens of miners who are trapped while working in an illegally abandoned mine. The trapped miners are communicating with rescuers. The U.S. men's hockey team has earned an automatic spot in the quarterfinals at the Sochi Olympics, beating Slovenia today 5-1. For the second day in a row, Russia's men's team needed a shootout to decide its game, eventually beating Slovakia 1-0. More details at srnnews.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. C.J. Fair's winning layup with 6.7 seconds left gave Syracuse a 56-55 win over North Carolina State. Orange guard Tyler Ennis with 9 points says his team is used to playing tight games recently.
As a player, you always want to have close games. That's what you work for, and you obviously don't want to be there. You just pretty much want to win the game, but you know, being in that situation and being comfortable in it, it's nothing new to us.
The Orange improved to 25-0 overall. Third-ranked Florida beat number 14 Kentucky 69-59. It was fifth-ranked San Diego State 64, the Air Force 56. Number 7 Kansas 95, TCU 65. Eighth-ranked Duke edged Maryland 69-67 as the shot that would have beaten number 8 Duke hung on the rim, bouncing once, then twice. Duke forward Avil Jefferson with 7 points says this was a team-building victory.
I think a game like this is just going to bring us closer. We bonded, especially on that last play. Guys were talking, guys were scrambling, switching, and you know, it was great to see.
This is SRN Sports. 10th-ranked Cincinnati improved to 12-1 in the American Athletic Conference by downing Houston 73-62. 11th-ranked Iowa State beat Texas Tech 70-64. It was 12th-ranked St. Louis 64, Virginia Commonwealth 62. 16th-ranked Iowa 82, Penn State 70. 17th-ranked Virginia 63, Clemson 58. Number 19, Texas 88, West Virginia 71. Number 24, Connecticut went to overtime to beat 20th-ranked Memphis 86-81. Memphis coach Josh Pastner says Huskies guard Shabazz Napier had a great game with 34 points.
He hit some big shots. Napier hit some really, really big shots. Tough shots. I mean, tough contested shots. And, you know, so that was a good game.
22nd ranked Ohio State down Illinois 48-39. It was North Carolina 75, number 25 Pittsburgh 71. At the Olympics, Americans Andrew Weibruch took the silver and Bodie Miller the bronze in the men's Super G. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I just discovered something interesting. I was going to tell you a little bit more about the one that I recommend, the honeysuckle that I recommend. And I did a quick web search, and there's some real confusion out there about the scientific name of these things that I will look into this week as I have more time. But I can tell you which plant is which. The bush honeysuckle that is invasive, that is not a native, has sharp pointed leaves. It has a growth, multi-stem growth. It looks a little bit like a forsythia type of growth. And it has white flowers in the spring that are kind of so-so. And it has red berries that are fairly showy in the fall and the winter. And it pops up all over the place from those berries. The honeysuckle bush that's a good one, that's a native, is the winter blooming honeysuckle. And it's very easy to tell the difference because this plant has round leaves. And it has in flower right now. It was in flower before this warm weather hit. And it's extremely fragrant. But, boy, there's kind of a contradiction of, and we may have some of that in our books and documentation, too, on the scientific names. Fragrantissima is used for both plants, for example, on websites I looked at real quickly. And Alba Flora is what we've called the bush honeysuckle. And there seems to be some confusion about that. But anyway, there's no confusion about which one's good and which one's bad. The sharp-pointed one with a lot of red berries is the invasive. the round leaves that are in bloom right now. The other one that's not good is will be in bloom in the spring. So that's the difference. And it's totally deciduous. This one that is good will tend to be kind of semi-evergreen. It holds its leaves a long time and then starts blooming before the new foliage comes on. Like I say, it's blooming right now. Wonderful fragrance in the garden. One of those that you'd use like Eleagnus for that benefit. Back to the phones. Let's go to Richardson and talk to Regina. Hi, Regina.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, we have a dog, Dixie, who's 13, and at age 11, she took up digging as a hobby in the yard.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I asked the vet, I go, why is she doing it at 11? And he said he thought it was on her bucket list.
But, might be. 13's great.
Hey, you know, it was just so strange. But Dixie just abhors the smell of coffee. So we came up with a bright idea to get coffee grinds from your, you know, big chain coffee house.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her little spots she digs in. They're mostly the same spots and put the grinds in there. But we have red-tipped fittinias, and I didn't know if those coffee grinds were going to bother the plants that are around there.
Not only will it not bother them, it's wonderful organic fertilizer.
Okay, then there we go. We got about 20 pounds they gave me the other day.
That's great. She just completely stays away from coffee.
She hates it, and the funny thing in the morning, I'll drink my coffee, and I'll say, come give Mom a big kiss. And she's like, no. I don't know what it is, but she does not like the smell of coffee.
Well, that's great, because that's better than what I normally recommend to people for that. Well, the other way to go is to pick up their
excrement,
their poop, and put it in a
5-gallon
bucket, and then put the water, the tea, and it works. It works beautifully, but it wears off, and then they'll tend to come back. I bet you the coffee will last longer.
Yeah, we have done the poop stuff, and that does work. She's like, oh no,
no, they won't dig in the where their own smell is. That's right.
Yeah, because yesterday she dug in a spot that apparently we had used the poop, and there was a poopy, and I said, oh, I guess that smell's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she just has, like, three spots. My husband goes out and always knows where to go look, but it's kind of funny. Truthfully, I'm like, let her have those three little spots, you know, when I'm 13.
13, that's an old lady. That's great.
Yeah.
Listen, I hope the other listeners out there that have a similar problem will try the coffee grounds, too. Let's see if it's just Dixie, or that works in with dogs in general, more or less.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it has an acidic smell, the acid in coffee. Maybe dogs really don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but hey, like you said, it's free and it's good, and they gave me like 20 pounds of it. I came lugging this big old bag home, so it was great.
Well, it's good for the soil, and it's good for the plants. That's terrific.
Okay, well, great. Well, thanks, Howard.
Thanks, Regina.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Let's go to Dan in Athens, Texas, I would assume.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Sand burrs, grass burrs. This is a real sandy soil, and man, they'll grow and they'll make a 6-foot circle of grass.
It's a common problem in sandy soils. Basically, Dan, no offense, but it means when you have grass burrs or sand burrs, whatever you want to call them, it is a dead giveaway that you have lousy, sandy, unnutritious soil. So the solution for them, we can put out corn gluten meal, and we're just about in the perfect timing for that to be applied right now. Now over the next 3 weeks is the time to put it out. You want to get it out, you know, within a six weeks window of when the grass burrs or whatever weed you're trying to control is going to germinate. So I'd recommend the corn gluten meal for you in this case. But the other thing is to put out as much compost, organic fertilizer, dry molasses, coffee grounds, any kind of organic material that you can put out to build the carbon in the soil as quickly as you can. Lava sand, rock minerals in general will help quite a bit with that because they'll help hold moisture. That helps hold the carbon, build the biological activity in the soil. Spraying one of the biological products like Bio-SI, real heavy in bacteria, will help you a lot too. If you build a carbon level enough, you'll have humic acid in the soil. If humic acid is available in the soil, the grass burr seeds and a whole lot of other weed seed will be there. They'll still be there, but they won't germinate.
Okay, what what's the ratio of the corn gluten meal?
Well, you put it out about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Wow, that's tough on 13 acres.
On a big acreage, it is expensive. You can do it at half that rate and get some help and then do it again next year, you know, at the half rate again. In the meantime, just go with the other things that would be less expensive. Get the cheapest organic fertilizer you can get your hands on. Get some compost thrown out. Also, on acreage, one of the best things you could do would be to get the tree care companies that are working in the area to dump their loads of ground-up shredded tree trimmings for you. They'll generally do it for free, and you spread that material. That'll help you build the carbon in the soil as fast as anything you can do.
Okay. And now, what happened to Munster dog food?
Nothing. They're still there selling dog food, good quality dog food. We changed for a variety of reasons. They wanted to do something different, for one thing, is how it all got started. And then we were looking for dog foods that were more widely available across the country.
Okay.
And Victor is. And Victor just doesn't do any of the things that we don't like. They don't do any chemical preservatives in any of their products. And they have some grain-free products that the other company didn't have. Munster's still great. If your dogs are doing well on it, you know, keep using it. That's certainly our recommendation. But if you want to try something that I'm doing and really, really impressed with, Victor is what I'm recommending today.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. And we've got an open line at 866-444-3478. And by the way, our latest newsletter was about this real common question that I get. I get it so much it wears me out. But people I run into saying, oh, I used to listen to you every weekend. I'm so unhappy that you're not on the radio anymore. I say, I never left the radio. I'm on the radio. I'm just on a different radio station. And so we did a newsletter about it. And, you know, we've got 100,000+ people that take our newsletter, and we decided to let all of those people know, because we were running into people that were members of the Organic Club of America and knew us in other ways and didn't even realize exactly where we are. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're on 660 AM, The Answer, and those of you listening right now know that. If you're listening to the live stream on a computer, you may be doing that in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and not realize we're on the air. And then in the other 200 markets where we're on the air, those are identified for you on dirtdoctor.com under the radio button. And we put all that in the most recent newsletter. And it's quite fascinating how many of our friends didn't even realize for sure where we were on the radio anymore. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. Here's Mike in Louisville. Hey, Mike.
Hey. Got a tree that a bird apparently planted. I think it's a holly tree. It's about 3 years old, 16 feet long now, but it's only about 5 feet wide. The leaves, some of them are just oval-shaped, kind of, just long but no jagged edges. Some of them have jagged edges. Some of them are round on one side and jagged on the other. I can't identify it. I either got to transplant it or go ahead and just take it out.
Are you sure it's not a live oak, Mike?
It doesn't look like one. The bark's kind of soft.
Well,
yeah, I'm sure it's not a live oak.
It's evergreen, though. It has green leaves on it now.
Yeah, and I got berries on it once before last
year. Okay. I guess it is some kind of a holly. What you might look at on dirtdoctor.com or in one of my books is yaupon holly and also deciduous yaupon holly. It could be either one if it has lost its leaves to a degree or completely. It could be that. And those leaves will tend to vary in shape just a little bit. And it could be a cross. It could be a crossbreed between one of the hybrids and, maybe a native like the yaupon holly. So look at those. That might give you some indication. There are some other hollies that we like and use that are in the oh, the American holly family that are terrific here, and it could be a cross or it could be one of them too. One's called East Palatka holly. It's my favorite of all. And then there's one called Savannah holly that's very upright in its growth, and it has serrations in the leaf. The East Palatka holly does not. The leaves are smooth. So you may have a cross.
Yeah, I'm curious if it'll branch out, because right now it's kind of tall and ugly, so I don't want to waste any time on an ugly tree.
Yeah. Well, it'll be your call. Take a picture of it with your phone or something and send it to us at info@dirtdoctor.com, and I'll see if I see any other traits that might make me give you a different
dragon
name.
I looked up one. The only thing I could find that's close to it looked like it said it's a dun dragon.
A what?
Dun dragon's what the site said.
Dun dragon?
D-U, dun dragon. Maybe that's it. D-U-N-D-R-E-G-G-A-N.
Okay. Well, let me put you on hold. If you had something else, got to run for a minute, it might be. I'm Harold Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard Garrett back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I was just reading Facebook, and it's pretty hysterical. I stirred up a hornet's nest this morning. I took a picture of a crepe myrtle that had been butchered, the top cut off and laying there, and I put just stupid is as stupid does, and it really has angered a lot of people that I was so crass. And then other people are trying to say, you know, yeah, we need to stop doing that. But I'll make a few specific comments on some of the more interesting entries there. If you want to see all of it, go to Facebook and check it out and join in the debate. If you think crepe myrtles ought to be chopped back, the top cut back, come on, talk about it. And those of you that think that the natural beauty of a crepe myrtle is such that they shouldn't be cut at all, and that the flares should be exposed on the bottom also, you know, you can join in also. But I'll have a few more comments when I have time to read through the whole thing. There's so many, I haven't gotten through them all yet. James in Dallas next up. Hey, James.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have two questions. One about, well, you were talking earlier this morning about invasive species, and I was wondering about kudzu and how well does it survive in the Dallas area and to the west, and you know, in the more desert type areas? First question.
Well, that's an interesting question, James, because most people are deathly afraid of kudzu because of its reputation, you know, in Georgia and other places in the South where it has become a great big invasive vine and has covered up and killed trees and entire parts of forests in some cases. The ironic thing about it is that kudzu is pretty easy to control. You can control it with goats tethered in an area just right quick. And other grazing animals will eat it too. And the reason is that kudzu is extremely high in protein and other nutrients, so it's very palatable. Japanese, for example, grow it as a crop to produce protein. And one of the best tomato growers that's ever been around, and in fact, he's got a book about it, and I've talked about it on the air. His secret is that in his compost, he uses kudzu, And he also uses alfalfa, big alfalfa user. So it's a plant that has some benefit. If it's kept under control, if it's let to grow wild, it can become a big problem. Will it grow in Dallas? Extremely well. We used to have a great big area of it near the old Belmont Hotel that's just west of downtown Dallas. You know, it's been redone now, and they took it all out when they redid the place. But there was an area, probably a half an acre of kudzu there right here in almost in downtown Dallas.
So do you think it has potential possibly as for cattle grazing?
I think so. I think if I were a rancher, I would certainly look into it as being a protein source for feeding wildlife and for feeding cattle and for going into the compost pile to increase the production of whatever I'm growing. Sounds like you got a herd of dogs there.
Yeah, in the background. They get a little excited here and there. Let's see. One other question, and I'll take my answer off the air, is how compatible is Artemisia and pomegranates? I got a little pomegranate tree I'm thinking about putting in the ground next to a clump of Artemisia. I'll go ahead and take my answer out there. Thank you very much.
Okay. Appreciate your call. No problem at all. Artemisia needs a lot of full sun, so just don't shade it out with the pomegranate or what other fruit trees are that you're trying to grow. And I don't think you'd have any problem with those two growing pretty close together, except for the possible shading out situation. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Shelly and Jasper's next up. Hi, Shelly.
Good morning, Howard. I've recently found your show and was listening this morning, and I'm wondering about the corn gluten meal. Is that plain cornmeal that you buy at the grocery?
No, there's a bunch of different kinds of cornmeal, Shelley. Regular cornmeal at the grocery store tends to be the starchy endosperm that is left when they remove the outside of the corn kernel, the bran and the germ. And most of the food products, and are a very high percentage of them in the grocery stores, tend to be that starchy endosperm, which is not the best quality part of the corn kernel, which is ironic. Or sad, maybe. Whole ground cornmeal is sometimes available in the grocery stores, and that means the entire corn kernel is ground up. Corn gluten meal is the protein portion of the corn kernel that is separated out during the manufacturing of high fructose corn syrup and corn starches and, you know, some other value-added type corn products. And for a long time, it was just used in animal feeds, in some pet foods and things. And then Iowa State discovered its fertilizer and pre-emergent herbicidal quality.
Okay, so where can I find that?
Any store out there, any garden center that sells any organic products at all. You might call around before you start looking. But even Lowe's carries some organic products, and they have corn gluten meal in the store. So the independents are who, you know, I recommend the most, and almost all of them will have corn gluten meal in stock. And if they don't, it would kind of surprise me. People have cut back on using it some, but still have it to a degree.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck. Welcome aboard. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, it's free. Just give us your email address and say you want it. Fill out the form on the homepage. And if you want to join the Organic Club of America, you can get a free organic manual.